The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show, where we talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors. And this is, of course, waterfowl season, and also the final weekend of the deer firearm season. The only thing we have left is the rest of the archery season until the end of January. And then February 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, we have that primitive season, which is fun, especially if there's snow on the ground. And that's for flintlock and percussion cap. Muzzle loaders, no inlines, no scopes, traditional style, and then also traditional recurves and longbows, no crossbows, no compounds. Now, one of our majors, Chuck Wilcox, went out the other day. I think Monday or Tuesday went out and took a nice deer with his compound bow during the after the new year, which was really nice, and put his picture on Facebook and so forth. And our other major, Doug Wigfield, who has been engaged in a tremendous health battle, managed to take two Sika stags with his muzzleloader handgun, two different muzzleloader handguns, as a matter of fact. And so that was welcome to see. Last one was a really nice 6-point. So it was very nice to see Doug be able to stay in the game and harvest his stags as well. So I've had a good season. I can't complain about my season. And I know another guy who has had a good season too, and that's Lee in Towson. Morning, Lee. How are you?
It has been a good season. Hey, that little video. I wasn't sitting on my lawnmower when I shot the deer. That's my transport back into the woods because I don't like walking up and down my hill anymore.
I don't blame you. So you got your little garden tractor out.
Yeah, it's a 318 John Deere. It's 35 years old, and I think it runs like a champ. And the best thing is, if I got a smaller deer, I can hook it onto the back of the lawnmower and get it up the hill with my ass on it.
You know what, Lee? Sometimes older is better. Examples. My 270 I bought when I was 28 years old. I'm 69. It's 41 years old. Shoots like a champ. Shoots like the day that I bought it. I've taken many deer with it. I took one this year with it, and 134 yards out to, 250. It's a chip shot with that gun, and it just is so fun to shoot. The other one is when I worked at C&L Cycle Shop out in Eldersburg, and they're long gone. Mr. and Mrs. Lindstrom, Gil Lindstrom, and I can't remember his wife's name.
Yep.
He had a 20-some-year-old Suzuki, I think it was a 200 ATV that he had, 200 or a 250. He said that thing plows more snow and gets more work done than all these great big 400s and 500s and all this stuff, and he loved that thing,
my 318, I cut the grass with it, and I'm hoping I don't have to put the snow plow on it, but they're an incredible machine. I'll tell you, the new ones are, I don't know how, but I love my older 318. I haven't really had to put any real money into it as far as repairs or anything.
Sure.
But yeah, it works good for getting a deer out of the woods. But yeah, it was a fun hunt last night. I got lucky. I shot the deer, and typically if he run down into this ravine where I struggle to get him out of it, well, this one circled back up and died right on the fire trail. Right.
Oh, nice.
Fire trail.
nice.
That was awesome. Then I said, well, all I got a blood trail of these. Yeah, just hop on my lawnmower here and follow the blood trail down the middle of the trail.
My buddy Dave hunts Maryland, Pennsylvania, and he hunts with a recurve, he hunts with a compound, he just loves the bow and arrow because of the advantage of all the season. I think he was using his compound, I'm not sure. But he was hunting in Pennsylvania and told me the story about this buck that he shot, and he said, I shot the deer and it ran off, and he said, fortunately, he said it ran 100 yards and expired. But he said it was 100 yards towards my truck. That's good. That's always good when you get them close. Get them close like that.
Yeah. So you were talking about asking about guns. I use my Remington 870, and Jimmy hooked me up with my cousin Jimmy.
Yeah, I know Jimmy.
Hooked me up with a cantilevered Mossberg barrel for it. And Alan, I know about being able to use these straight walled guns and whatnot, but I love my 870, and it's the old adage, why change something that works, So
now you said Mossberg barrel, you meant a cantilevered rifled barrel for slug.
Correct. Yeah, Mossberg makes a barrel for the Remington.
Oh, do they really? Okay.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yes. And it's it's just a black barrel. It's not a machine to it or anything.
You and I have similar thoughts. Then I can't remember what I was using for a shotgun a while back. And for 1 year for my birthday, my dear Kathy said, "Do you need a gun?" I said, "Well, I'm hunting these management hunts." And she said, "I'll tell you what. We'll go down to Clyde's. And we'll get you what you want." So we went down and we bought the Remington 870 special purpose deer gun. And it already came with a rifled barrel.
Yeah.
And I put an inexpensive Pentax or something scope on it at one point. And my son-in-law saw it and he liked it. So he said, I like that scope. I said, okay. So I gave him the scope, which allowed me to upgrade. Which I did, and I think I've upgraded since to a Leopold fire dot on that. And once you slate that gun in, man, I will tell you something. I've taken more deer on management hunts and elsewhere with that 870 than any of the other firearms that I have.
I've killed literally hundreds and hundreds of deer with the gun, and it's a tax shooter at 100 yards. The only thing I'm disheartened is, I think you talked about it before, I can't find, they're not made anymore, the light field, it's a 2 3/4.
Right.
And,
I know Jimmy hooked you up with those too.
He did. He and I, it was fun. We really had a good time sighting in using different, sabots.
Yep.
And,
One of the most accurate and hard hitting slugs ever made, the light field.
You can't get them anymore. And Alan, I guess to put a question out to you and your maybe listeners, has anybody tried any? I've switched now the Hornady 2 3/4, and I'm happy with them. But I got to get together with Jim again and try a couple different ones because I do want to. I don't stretch out to really any more than 75 yards, max 100 yard shot with the gun. But I still got 4 light fields left, so I'm going to use.
Well, I have a few more. I have a few more than that. I used to write to Lightfield, and I would say, I'd talk to the president, and I would say to them, look, I'm promoting your ammunition on my radio show for years.
Oh, okay. Years. Yeah.
And every year, every other year, they would send me a case of the 2 3/4 hybrids. And when they came out with the 20 gauge, they sent me like 5 or 6 boxes of those. And then they said, we're introducing a 3-inch. And I said, I'll be your field tester for that. So I've got a handful of 3-inch. I got a handful of 2 3/4 inch 20 gauge. And I've got a handful of the 12 gauge left. Probably last me the rest of my life because I use other things now. But, you're inspiring me to go back to
music. You want to get rid of any of those. They're the blue ones, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'd love to get hold of some if you're interested in wanting to sell some.
I'll see what I can come up with. Yeah.
When you get stuck with something, to me, it's hard to
exactly
do anything else. You know,
I'm looking at the Remington Copper Solid. They're pretty accurate. I'm looking at the Hornady, the all copper Hornady for my 20 gauge. Haven't fired anything yet because I just haven't had the need. I mean that I carry that 450 Marlin that Jimmy hooked me up with, and I've got enough ammo, and I don't need anything else during the shotgun season.
I'm gonna probably go that route with the. He was talking to me about it too, but it's hard to I really enjoy my 870. I can switch the barrel out and go squirrel hunting or something and it's a multi, and I've had a Wingmaster, a 20 gauge Wingmaster. I got one from 12 years old on my birthday Christmas when I was 12. Yeah. My cousin and I each got a Wingmaster, I'm sentimental with some of the stuff I use. But
just like my 270 and I, it was in the stand with me yesterday. You know,
yeah,
450 in the morning in a shotgun county and 270 in a rifle county last night.
I know you're not a catch and release fan, but in the Mid Bay, there's still quite a large school of these migratory fish have come up into the bay and all the way up to the Bay Bridge, and it's still it's a good bite. And the good thing is, obviously, the water's cold, and that's very friendly to catch and release. So
especially if you're using the circle hooks, you know.
Well, we're using a pinch barb, single hook jigs.
Okay.
And Alan, they couldn't be any more friendly. We're not using the, we're using a.
You're not using bait. You're using artificial.
No, hell no. Heck no.
Got it.
Well, our family does not. We don't do anything bait. My son was throwing some big swim plug yesterday and got a 42-pounder, so there's they're out
there.
We do everything with lures and use a boga grip.
Yeah,
handle them at the side of the boat, other than maybe taking a quick picture. But plenty of fish around. I know Gary was interested in the yellow perch, and my boy was catching some at Loch Raven. But I don't know. I don't know. They got the boat hooked up out there now. They're getting ready to go somewhere this morning. So.
Never a dull moment.
Your kids are fish, and I go back and sit in my tree.
All right. Well, maybe we'll see you on the 3rd of February up there at Moncton.
Oh, is it that show again, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. No, I'll cruise up.
Okay.
Yeah, are you going to have the guys measuring and whatnot?
Yep, we'll be measuring whitetail, sick of deer, and black bear. We are measuring the what is the name? Pizel, I think that's her name. The lady that shot the 600 and some pound bear.
We are measuring
that tomorrow.
Is this in Maryland?
Yeah, 643 pounds. It's a state record for weight in Maryland. And Bob Newton, our scoring director, is meeting the meeting the hunter and his wife at the halfway point, which is somewhere in Westminster or something like
that's
that.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
You know, on the topic of bear, a friend of mine went to, I don't know this type of hunting, but they hunted bear with dogs.
Yes.
And it's pretty neat. He said they have a tracker on their collar.
Yep.
And they're sitting there with a laptop.
Yep, they know right where the dogs are.
And then it's had a thing, when the dogs got it treed, there's some sort of sensor in the tracker when the head of the dog is in up the tree or trying to get
it. Oh, that
the
I didn't know.
It's some
That's
sort of
pretty
sensor
cool. Yeah.
That tells them that they got it in a tree.
I have a friend in Montgomery County whose son, I guess he's in his early 20s now, took one of 450 pounds this year. It's in North Carolina, where they have those big coastal bears. And his daughter shot one too. So, you know, it's pretty exciting.
Dogs.
Yeah, pretty exciting.
Yeah, yeah. And my friend, he got one 250 pounds.
That's a still decent bear.
In Virginia, I don't know if that's big or not, but
very nice. Yeah,
fine. They eat some of it. I think I had bear once with probably one of your scores, Augie Gray.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Is he still the one?
He's not part of the team anymore. So,
oh, okay.
But no, I mean yeah. Augie's good people, and my Maryland bear, I had a fella turn it all into Bologna. And
oh, okay.
Yeah, Robin loved the bear bologna.
Bear bologna. Oh,
the whole thing got processed into bologna.
Okay.
And it was spectacular. Now, the two bears I killed, I'm sorry, what did you say, Lee?
So the one time I had it was with Augie, and it had a really good taste. I enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
the bears you take in Canada in the spring, the local guide advises you not to eat them because of the parasites. So I guess the locals will go to these outfitters and collect the carcasses, but we were advised not to harvest any of that meat. So
because of a parasite or something?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Parasite. Yeah.
Wow. Well. I'll stick to my little Towson deer.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, listen, we got to let you go. Thanks,
yeah,
Lee.
Alan, have a good one, buddy.
You do the same.
Yep.
Bye-bye. There he goes. All right. John B., you're not scared of bears. We'll have to get you out in the blind. It's so much fun when you see them come in about on the bait about 20 yards, you know, and do their thing. It's pretty cool. Yeah, I was watching a show the other day where Archer's Choice, Ralph and Vicky, those of you who watch the Outdoor Channel know that, they were in, where were they, Alberta or somewhere, hunting black bears with a bow and arrow. And Vicky got hers, and Ralph was in a ground blind about 30 yards from the bait pile, and they were hunting this particular boar, and he came in. And he walked right up to Ralph. He walked within 10 feet of Ralph, maybe even closer. And when he finally turned, Ralph shot him at 3 yards with the bow, and he went 25 yards. So, yep. Yeah, I know guys that they'll sit on the ground in a ghillie suit and hunt them in Canada. You know, they'll just sit there and wait for them to come by, and they're in a camouflage ghillie suit, no ground blind, no tree stand or anything. So, it's fun. I guess it's their method of fun. Hey, we got to talk about our sponsors. I want to talk about Battery Warehouse before we play their spot number one. Battery Warehouse is where I go to get A, hunting knives, and B, flashlights. They carry Nebo flashlights in all different styles. And I saw something the other day that really interested me. It was like $175 to $180, right in that ballpark, that was a charger, you could jump your battery with it, and it was a compressor all at the same time. So you carry this little device. It's not very big. You carry this device in your car. If you get a flat tire, you can blow the tire up. Or if you get, you know, your car needs a jump, this thing will jump your car too. Quite a combination. I mean, they got every kind of battery, but I like their knives. I like their flashlights. I probably have a half dozen different flashlights from there. And at the store in Eldersburg, they carry a deer mineral supplement called, why can't I think of it? I'll think of it in a minute. Oh, good grief. Give me a second. And you need to check out that store in Eldersburg. That's my favorite right there. There's battery warehouses all over the place, and you'll hear the locations when we talk about the commercial. But the NOCO Malta chargers, like I mentioned, and the Lucky Buck deer supplement, Lucky Buck mineral, available at Eldersburg location. So there you go. All right. I will get to that commercial in just a minute, but right now I got to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. You know, we were talking about shotguns and rifles. Well, if you're a waterfowler, take a look at the new Maxus 2. It's been redesigned for 2023. It's a reliable gas-operated autoloader shotgun with additional enhancements to improve performance. Composite stock with a soft flex cheek pad and inflex recoil pad, cuts down on recoil and is easier on your face, with oversized controls. In other words, you know, when you put the shell in and that type of thing. It features new Browning Auric concealment camo, and it's very nice to the shoulder, I will tell you that. The other one I want to tell you about is the A5 in vintage tan. Reliable, short recoil-operated auto-loading shotgun with a rugged composite stock, textured gripping surfaces, and is shim-adjustable for your different ways to fit on your shoulder for length of pull, cast, and drop. Full-coverage retro vintage tan camo, it's a coolest-looking shotgun. You might want to check that out if you're a waterfowler. Invector DS choke tubes. All at Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Or Halethorpe, whichever one you want to pick, either one. The phone number there is 410-242-6108. That's 242-6108. I haven't given you the website because they're working on it. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, and scope mounting. They've been around since 1957, open 7 days a week. Clyde Sports Shop, your Browning, full-line Browning dealer, and your hunting headquarters. Make sure you stop by. I want to tell you one more time about these pellet stoves and these wood stoves. Freestanding pellet stove, freestanding wood stoves. And guess what? Hearth America Backyard Billy's sells pellets, too, if you're looking for a location on Kent Island or on the Eastern Shore. They sell the pellets by the bag or by the pallet of pellets, if you so desire, to heat your home. Pellet stove and wood stoves can be your primary or secondary heat source. Pellet stoves and wood stoves also come in a fireplace insert. If you have that hole in the wall that is just sitting there sucking the heat out of the room, why not fill that spot with a fireplace insert, pellet stove or gas stove, or wood burner from Hearth America at Backyard Billy. Some of those biomass pellet and wood stoves qualify for federal energy credits on your income tax. Why not stop by Backyard Billy's? Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Morso, Enviro, and Regency. Check out those brands. Check out Hearth America. You'll be glad you did. Open 7 days a week. Located just off Route 50, coming from the bridge, it's exit 44. I'll tell you that. Doggone it. There it is. Exit 44B, that's Evans Avenue in Graysonville. Right up 18 and turn on Evans Avenue if you're coming from the Eastern Shore, the lower part of the shore down here from Easton or Cambridge or anything like that. Why not stop by? Backyard Billy's, you know what? If it's heat you want, Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex. Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Argo extreme terrain vehicles are what hunters and anglers think when it comes to navigating the toughest terrain. Shanks Argo in Chambersburg is the Mid-Atlantic's premier Argo XTV dealer. From the marshes of the Delmarva to the mountains of Western Maryland, Argo provides extreme terrain performance for getting you there and getting you back. The Argo family of extreme terrain vehicles covers a full range of models for every recreational and professional requirement. Visit Shanks Argo to choose the vehicle series and model that best suits your extreme conditions. The Magnum side-by-side, the Frontier 6x6 and 8x8, the Aurora Huntmaster 8x8, and the Frontier Scout 6x6. You can test drive these in-stock Argos at Shanks Argo, 4900 Molly Pitcher Highway in Chambersburg, PA. 717-375-1025. That's 717-375-1025, or visit shanksargo.com. Argo, the world standard for amphibious off-road mobility at Shanks Argo.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
James and the Shondells. Got to see them twice in concert when I was a teenager. That was a lot of fun. They had some of my most favorite songs until they got to Crimson and Clover, and they went the psychedelic way in the 70s, which was a little weird for me. But you know what? It was okay. Hey, we have a first-time caller, Wayne. I believe he's in Ellicott City. So good morning, Wayne, and welcome.
Thank you. I've been listening for the last 6 months, and I'm glad I found you. But I got a short story, and maybe one of your readers or listeners can give me an answer.
Okay.
I drive every Sunday from Baltimore to Hagerstown to deliver magazines. And one Sunday morning, about 6 weeks ago, I'm on 70 heading west, and between Route 32 and the truck scales, I saw this big black barrel laying on the side of the road.
Right.
Lo and behold, it was a dead bear.
Right.
The following week, I said to my truck driver, I said, see a bear, man, here. It's not unusual. We didn't see any for a week or two. Then all of a sudden, we saw another bear, the same area between 32 and the truck scales, walking across the highway.
Okay.
Now, this bear is about the size of a whiskey barrel, and it's black.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, black bear, Maryland black bear, absolutely.
They're telling me that I was, you know, seeing things. It's probably a deer or a dog, but
nope.
I swear it was a bear.
Nope, you weren't seeing anything. You were seeing what you thought you were seeing. You were seeing a black bear.
Well, if the hunting allows you to shoot a bear, there's where you should sit, right there at the truck scales, and you'll get yourself a bear.
Well, I will tell you, the stakeholders meeting for the upcoming regulations is going to take place next week, I believe the 10th. And black bears are on the list. Now, here's the concept for Maryland black bears that people will want to consider. The proposed action is add additional black bear hunting opportunities in the eastern portion of the bear range through a modified bear lottery. And that would be the eastern bear range is going to be Washington and Frederick counties. So you're right on the cusp there when you get to 32. I know that's Carroll and Howard and all that stuff, but go out a little further, the Four Corners is there, and you're touching on Frederick County. The current black bear hunting season is working to slow the growth of our statewide bear population and limit expansion of the resident bear population in the eastern counties. However, several factors suggest we should offer additional hunting opportunities beyond the established permitting system. It's important to note that we are not proposing a significant increase in the number of permits, rather than increase in opportunity for hunters in the eastern portion of the bear range in an effort to mitigate the expansion of the black bear population. Though hunters can harvest black bear in all four western counties, roughly 68% of the bear harvest occurs in the westernmost portion occupied bear range. Garrett County recently reports black bears in more developed portion of the eastern bear range and beyond have become more frequent. This is an indication that the bear population is growing and expanding eastward. Currently, bear hunters who are drawn in the lottery can hunt any of the four counties within the occupied bear range, but most hunters choose to hunt in the western portion of the state. And I will say this. Years ago, it was determined that the people who live in Garrett and Allegheny counties are to receive 25% of the allocated permits in the lottery. So let me just throw that out there, and that is a question I'm going to ask at the stakeholders meeting. Is that still in effect, that the residents of Garrett and Allegheny County in the westernmost region still qualify for 25% of the 950 permits? Okay, here we go. To increase hunter participation in the eastern portion of the bear range and provide greater opportunity to hunters in the areas, we propose, A, providing two separate lottery options, the first being 950 permits to be used anywhere within the existing occupied black bear range, and then the second lottery option being 100 bear permits that can only be filled in Washington or Frederick counties. This option would increase the number of bear permits and provide hunters in the eastern portion of the occupied bear range a greater chance of obtaining a bear permit. By providing two lottery options, hunters can designate the area they wish to hunt and increase hunting opportunities and participation in the eastern portion of their range. Hunters would be required to choose one of the two lottery options when they purchase their lottery application. So there you go. I've black bear hunted in Frederick County. I've black bear hunted in Garrett County. Garrett County is where I harvested my Maryland bear. Seen bear in Frederick County. And so here our caller, Wayne, from, are you from Howard County, Wayne? Is that what you said?
Yes, Howard County.
Yes. So you've seen these bears that you sighted right there at exit 32. in Howard County as well, correct?
Correct.
Yep, yep. So they're expanding even... Go ahead.
It's ironic that right past the truck scales, there's a guy who has a goat farm. Would bears be interested in looking at a goat farm for food?
Bears would be extremely interested in looking at the goat farm, and I bet if you contacted the guy, he's probably had some encounters.
You made my day. I can't wait to tell these other drivers that I wasn't hallucinating again. I really saw a bear.
You really did. Apparently you saw two of them.
Yes, yes.
Yep. So, no, look, we've had frequent sightings in Carroll County. We've had frequent sightings in Montgomery County. We, at one point several years ago, we had actually five black bears in the summertime struck on the interstates right here in, around Baltimore.
Jeez.
I mean, you know, Route 83, 695, there were bears struck on both of those, both of those roads, 95, I believe. So, yeah, no, it's not unusual, not unusual at all, and you can tell the guys that the guy on the radio with the outdoor show told you that you were not hallucinating.
Well, thank you for your time, and I enjoy listening to your show every week.
Well, thanks, Wayne. Appreciate it. You have
a great day.
All right, buddy.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Yep, bye-bye. We have, what is that fella's name? Tom in Baltimore. Thanks for holding, Tom.
Hey, Mr. Ellis. Happy New Year.
Hey, it's Alan. How are you doing, Tom?
I'm hanging in there. Actually, out in Westminster, Wayne asked for feedback. A number of years ago, my mother, who's also in Westminster, saw what she thought was a mountain lion. And she reported it to DNR, and they came out and spoke with her and confirmed that, in fact, yeah, mountain lions and bears, black bears, are making their way this far inland from the west and from Pennsylvania. So,
right.
No, Wayne, you're not crazy.
There you go.
I wanted to ask you, based on some of your other callers, particularly the one that mentioned parasites.
Yeah.
It brought to mind a question I've had for some time and just never looked into.
Okay.
When different jurisdictions set out their hunting seasons for various games,
yeah.
What do they base that on? I've often wondered, is it based upon the time of year when there are less parasites things within the animal? Can't just be arbitrarily set.
No, they're not arbitrarily set. They're based on sustainability. Okay? They want the hunters of the state to have the opportunities, but they also want the herd to be able to sustain itself. So the bulk of the deer season, other than the archery season here in Maryland, is closed during the peak of the largest breeding season in Maryland, which is usually from about the end of October to the middle of November. That two-week period, regardless of weather or any other conditions, is the peak of the Maryland deer breeding season. So what they're saying is, you can harvest a deer, you know, during that time with bow and arrow, crossbow, but you've got to get close to that animal, and you know it's going to be a lot more difficult than harvesting one with a firearm. So we have the early muzzleloader season in mid-October, which is the pre-rut, pre-breeding season. Then the season is closed from the middle of October into the end of November, which gives the deer plenty of opportunity to breed. Then the firearm season comes in. So what they're saying is the deer that are bred will reproduce should they survive the firearm season. And let's face it, we only harvest about one out of three deer here in Maryland. The success rate is, you know, 70 to 80,000 deer in a deer population of 225,000. So the deer seasons are established to manage an overpopulation but sustain a stable population that will continue to satisfy all wildlife enthusiasts, including hunters.
You know your
stuff.
Does that make sense? That's why I asked. Now, do hunting seasons and licenses apply to people that have private property? Like, we got a lot of squirrels over here. I like squirrel meat. Is it okay to harvest them all year long?
No. You have to harvest them during the season, and you must have a hunting license.
On private property.
On private property, yes, sir.
That you own. Wow. I mean, squirrels are rodents. I mean, they're
pests. Well, you said year round. Okay, you said year round, and so I don't know how much property you own, but there are landowners who are permitted to hunt on their own property. Based on continuing cultivation. So if it's an agriculture property, you live there, you may hunt without a hunting license, you and your members of your family, but you must take a hunter safety education course. If you're a deer hunter, you must have a harvest card, and you must abide by the seasons.
And, okay, interesting. Even for rodents, That are causing issues.
No, they're not rodents. They're game animals. Red squirrels, gray squirrels, and eastern fox squirrels are available in Maryland. They are all considered game animals. Small game animals.
But aren't they also rodents that do damage?
But so is a beaver. And there's seasons for beaver.
Yeah, I thought farmers, they could take groundhog all year long when they're causing issues.
They can take groundhogs all year long.
And these squirrels are chewing
because they're not a game animal.
Oh, okay. I see the difference. I don't agree with how the state has laid out that law because pest is a pest.
Whether you agree or whether you don't agree, if you violate the law, you will be charged.
No, I'm not suggesting that I would. Even consider that, or I wouldn't encourage anyone else to, but I would encourage folks who agree with me that, Annapolis is there for your
wide open
and making a change in the law.
Wide open. Hey, contact Hunters of Maryland. That's the lobbying group. HuntersofMaryland.com.
Hunters of Maryland. I'll check them out. Hey, last question, Mr. Ellis.
Yes, sir.
Can you shoot a sabo round out of a smoothbore shotgun? I know you're not going to have the kind of accuracy, but
you can. You certainly can. Why not? Yeah. No, you won't have the kind of accuracy, but you can, absolutely.
Now, if you were shooting a target at, say, 50 feet or 50 yards, would you have any kind of accuracy at all, or is the thing just going to...
It'd be all over the board.
That's what I think. Okay, well, you have a great new year. I'm sorry the missus is, but you always enjoy her sexy morning voice. But,
oh, well, she does have one, that's for sure. So, thanks for the call. Thanks, Tom, for the call. Have a great weekend. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. You know our friends here at Spurrier's Tire, they like listening to their commercials, and we like talking about them for sure. And the reason we do is because they're great people. Spurrier's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. That's just off Route 50 here in Easton, and that's where the locals go for their tires and their auto service, no question. They like to feature American-made tires, Bridgestone and Firestone, and they'll have the others, Michelin, Yokohama, the rest, if that's what fits your car. Spurrier's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, from the tiniest Mini Cooper, which I did see over there, all the way up to the, up to a triaxle tractor trailer, combine, farm tractor, garden tractor. They've got all that stuff, no question. Anything in your backyard or your barnyard, they can put a tire on it. That's for sure. So, even wheelbarrows. If you have a trailer, if you pull a boat trailer, if you pull a utility trailer, if you pull a landscape trailer, single wheel, double wheel, doesn't matter. Spurrier's Tire Service has probably replaced tires, more trailer tires, than anybody in the East Coast, I believe. So why not stop by if your tires on your trailer are worn out, or get them checked? You know, sometimes those tires can get hot. Sometimes you need to make a change. So stop by Spurrier's. They offer tire repair if you need it. You know, pull in with a nail in your tire, they'll fix it. They also have full-service automotive repair. They'll check and diagnose and repair your vehicle. That check engine light comes on. You want to get it checked out? Spurrier's has the diagnostic tools to do that. 24-hour truck service and much, much more has kept Spurrier's customers, including Robin and me and our entire family, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurrier's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-8222. 7384, 822-7384. The website is SpurriesTire.com. That's 410-822-7384 for Spurries Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range, is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Go to sleep. Let's talk to Mike in Baltimore. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning.
Hey, Aaron, for future notice, let's get a little peppier break music in there.
Yeah, I heard that. I was trying to figure out the name. Was that called the Four Walls or something?
I'm not sure what that was.
But I don't know what the...
It's all good. It's all good.
We're on the topic of bears, and I have a question about that.
All right, Mike.
A bear was killed in the state of Maryland, weighed 640 pounds. Is that correct?
That's correct, 643 pounds.
Okay.
Now, here's the thing about that. That's the new state record for weight, but the official measuring group for Maryland is called bucks, bears, stags. And you can look that up, bucks-bears-stags.com. We just recently published our second record book. It's an extensive record book of Maryland big game. And that bear will be measured tomorrow. It is met the 60-day drying period, so the way you determine whether a deer or a bear is a record is by measuring the antlers or by measuring the skull in the case of a bear or the case of a cougar or a wolf or something like that. That bear skull will be measured tomorrow. And if you watch the Bucks, Bears, Stags Facebook page, which we have, I think, 6,500 people following that page, tomorrow that will be on there, whether that skull has exceeded the current state record.
Do the Maryland biologists, do they age the bear?
They do. They take a tooth from every bear that's harvested in Maryland and send it out. The oldest bear ever recorded in Maryland was taken by Derek Steyer right here on the Eastern Shore. It was killed in the 22 season on a agriculture damage permit, killed the end of September, which is on another whole subject, which we don't have time for. And that bear was determined to be 24 years old.
24 years old?
24 years old. The oldest bear ever taken in Maryland. Garrett County bear.
I didn't know bears lived that long.
Well, now we do, don't we?
Yeah, I didn't think they lived that long.
Yep.
24 years.
24 years. Well, yep. Maybe. That one didn't live to be 25, but, you know.
Where was that bear killed?
Garrett County. The way it works is the farmers have a couple of options. They can file for money for through the Crop Damage Assistance Program for bears in Maryland.
Right.
They can apply for a bear permit and use it themselves, or they can pick sub-permittees just like a recreational hunter can. And whether they, you know, whether they sell the access to their farms or whatever they do, I don't know. But you can hire, basically appoint somebody as a sub-permittee. I wouldn't say hire, wrong word, sorry. But you can appoint somebody as your sub-permittee. If you're a farmer, you don't have time to hunt, but you want a bear taken off, you're allowed one bear per season. But it's outside the normal one-week October season. It runs from September 15th, I believe, to December 1st or December 15th. And that permit is good for any 15-day block of days in there. And Derek's permit was available from the first day, September 15th, to the end of September, and he harvested his second trip out near the end of September. There have been a number of those bears taken. So, hey, listen. Go ahead. Oh, we got to go. Sorry. Call back next week. We'll answer more questions. Hey, folks, get out. Stay out. Stay safe. Love your family 2024.